I'm Don Molino on the voice of Louisiana Agriculture Radio Network. This report brought to you by Aquarius Farm Controls. Monitor and control your entire irrigation system, view water statistics, start or stop pumps, and control which fields receive water all from your smartphone with Aquarius Farm Controls. The University of Illinois Farm Policy News says Republicans on the Senate Ag Committee have proposed putting $4 billion into the National Crop Insurance Program. That means the government would pay a larger share of the policy premiums for the highest coverage levels. The plan, called the Farmer Act, would inject $4.2 billion over 10 years. Premium support for revenue and yield protection at the 80% coverage level would rise from 68% to 77%. At the 85% coverage level, production would increase from 53% to 68%. The proposed increases would only be provided to enterprises and whole farm units. This is the voice of Louisiana Agriculture Radio Network.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, save on select Steel battery tools. Right now, save $50 on the RMA 460V lawnmower battery set. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. With AK30 battery and AL101 charger. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.
While soybean production has increased more than demand, LSU Ag Center economist Dr. Michael DeLiberto says crush has been the bright spot on the balance sheet.
Exports in soybeans are good. I think we're on trend, or you know, we're on pace to hit that USDA anticipation. But soybean crush has really been the focal point about soybean demand on the balance sheet rather than soybean exports. And that's kind of a flip-flop from where we've been in recent years, where all we talked about was soybean exports. Now, I know when you get about crush and domestic use, sustainable aviation fuel, renewable diesel, yes, that's long-term demand being built into the balance sheet. It's being long-term demand built into the market. When we say, well, we have really good soybean use domestically with our crush, then, well, when we get to on the export side of the balance sheet, the world share of soybean exports has really seen Brazil really take over. And they've been grinding soybeans out to put in the export market.
I'm Don Molino on the voice of Louisiana Agriculture Radio Network.